And this is where you have to renew your mind and keep your body under, because it's you have an adversary constantly trying to get to you through deception, through religion, through opinion, theories, and all these things that's not even in the word. God don't give out theory. He give out facts and truth. Hello. If he said it, that's true. But you ever notice that your life, if you do not discipline your life, you will not spend any time with what's true. You're always spending your time with something that's not true. I have anybody in the house, maybe I need to talk to the people that's viewing us. am I communicating with you? The integrity of the word. Amen. And listen, see, God wants this to be clear to you. And don't let the enemy come and bring guilt on you and all that stuff. You realize where you are and get to work. Feed on that word. Grow your faith. Increase yourself. Increase your faith. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And understand where you are. And don't let the enemy come try to discourage you and then you think you can't get there. But see, faith come by hearing by the word of God. Put that word where? First place. Let it be first. And then act on what the word says. How do you get it in? Well, you spend time meditating on that word. Then once you meditate on it, be a doer of the word. Meditate. Do what that word says. Then, as your spirit speaks, you obey the voice of your spirit rather than the reason in your head. How you get there, you spend time so you know the difference between the two. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, God had blessed. I cannot reverse it. And Deuteronomy, if y'all go ahead, Deuteronomy 32:4. See, God wants you to see him and understand he can't be pressured into the place where he kill over, or cave in, or fail, come up short, or he can't do it. He wants you to understand who he is. And so he gives you something that you can relate to. And so he said, he is a rock. He is a rock. How many rocks you see, you put weight on, they just crush in all that rock. You have to do some kind of hammering. But God, you can't crush him. You can't put too much on him. You can't find anything that he can't handle. Amen. God is a rock. His work is perfect. See when you get these truths in your spirit. So when they need reason to come, you won't have such a problem with, because you know they're not lined up with God, who God is. Well, God healed yesterday or somebody, but he may not heal you. That's the biggest lie I've been told. Healing power is always present. I don't care where you are. But we sometimes begin to think, if I just get to so-and-so. No, you got it right here. Are y'all listening to? It's the spirit of him. This ain't in the notes, but it's the spirit of him. This is Romans 8:11. It's the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwelling in you. He that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. So the healers is on the inside of your spirit. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Well, we have to learn what you want, what you desire in life. You got an enemy. What do you have to do to an enemy? Somebody talk to me. What do you have to do to an enemy? Just smile at him? No, you got to fight it. Come on. Come on. You got to fight it. And that's why the Bible said fight the good fight. What kind of fight? The good fight. He didn't say go out there and just fight. He said fight the good fight of faith. Because that's what he after, your faith. If he could steal your faith, then he got you. But if he can't steal your faith, you can put up a fight, and in a fight, you win. The reason why he called it a good fight, because you win. You don't go out there and get beat up and say, man, I was in a good fight. No, you don't hear nobody talking to you about it. And you don't got beat up, no bloody, and all that stuff. You hope nobody see you. But if you won the fight, you tell, I was in a fight. I whipped his tail good. Well, I know you did it. But God is a rock. God is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are what? Judgment. A God of what? Truth without iniquity. Just and how right is he. He don't fool with sin. He redeemed us from it. Hallelujah. What he judges, he's just about it. Judgment, see. I was lost. You were lost. He judged that. And what happened? He took me out of that. Put that thing away. Therefore, any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are gone. Behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's a God. I'm telling you, look the integrity of his word. Look at it. He said all his ways are judgment, a God of truth, and without iniquity. Just and right is he. Hello? Let's look at Samuel, 2 Samuel